Got some great guests lined up for you, including this one, Claudia McAdam. She is a Catholic award-winning author of books for kids and teens, undergraduate degree in English, and a graduate of the Denver Catholic Biblical School. Hello, Claudia.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Good morning to you. And you've got this book out. It looks really interesting. Now, this is a children's book, correct?
Absolutely. 36-page illustrated picture book.
And how many children's books have you written now?
Oh, my gosh. Let's see. I've got about 24 titles out. More than 20 of them, I'd say, are children, books for children, a couple of books for adults, but most of them are for kids.
Now, where did this call come from?
The call came to be a writer when I was 10 years old. I began writing in elementary school and knew that that's what I wanted to do as an adult. And I am blessed to be able to do what I love in my older years here, and it's the only thing I've ever wanted to do. So what a blessing for me to be able to write for children.
And this is something, you know, you have 20 books for kids now, and this is not, it's not an easy task. I have to say, I've met probably four or five children's authors, and I almost feel like I'd rather write a regular book than I would a children's book, because there's so many moving parts to writing a children's book, including the illustrations. Do you do those as well?
I wish, John. You know, I cannot draw a straight line with a ruler, so the answer to that is a resounding no.
Yeah.
But thankfully, there are talented people who just do beautiful artwork, including Carolyn Baker Mazur, who illustrated my book, The Wordless Weaver.
Is there a theme in the last, I'd say, 20 books for children that you want to get across to them?
What I like to do in a lot of my books, some of my books are secular, but some of them are faith-based, and in those faith-based books, I like to take a character who didn't really exist at the time of Jesus and put that character into the situation where he or she is alive when Jesus is alive and have that character interact with our Lord and in a way then introduce children, have them picture themselves as that child at the time of Jesus, a way to get kids to really learn and love and live their Catholic faith in a way that's entertaining for them, not preachy, but a good story that gets them involved and leads them to live more virtuous lives.
So what's the storyline of The Wordless Weaver?
The Wordless Weaver is about a girl named Shira at the time of Jesus. The book takes place between Palm Sunday and Easter Sunday. She is a weaver in Jerusalem, well known for her talents, but she is mute. And because she can't speak, she's not able to tell Jesus she loves him. She can't be shouting when he comes in to the city on Palm Sunday. She can't be singing hymns. So she wishes she could show him how she loves him. And she's able to do that when he dies by providing the work of her hands, which is the shroud that he is buried in.
Wow. Wow. I mean, that's powerful right there. And a good way to evangelize on what the shroud is.
Exactly. Not everybody knows what the Shroud of Turin, a relic that we still have today that many people, myself included, believe is the actual burial cloth of Jesus. It's a length of linen 14 feet by 3 feet, you know, virtually that size, that bears on it the impression front and back of a crucified man. And I've done a lot of study and a lot of reading and a lot of meeting with the people who did the examination of the shroud back in 1978, the big study of it. And it's such a beautiful relic. Whether or not it really is the burial cloth of Jesus, it can teach us so much about him and his suffering and his love for us. And this is a simple way to introduce children to what the shroud is. And the last two pages of my book has some historical information on what the Shroud of Turin is so that parents can share that with their kids and maybe even learn a little bit themselves about the burial cloth of our Lord.
So the discussion and activities at the end of the book, they kind of guide you through that.
Well, there's a two-page historical information in the back of the book, and then at my website, ClaudiaMcAdam.com, I offer a multi-page discussion and activities guide, which includes fun things for kids to do, but also discussion questions that help them go a little bit deeper into the story itself and how this character lived out the virtues, and how suggestions on how they might be able to do so that parents or grandparents or educators can share this book in a deeper way with the children that they read it to.
What's one virtue that you highlight throughout this book?
You know, Shira has the virtue of courage in a lot of ways because she goes to the cross at the time of the crucifixion when, as we know, not a lot of people, only one of the apostles was there, and the Blessed Mother, Mary Magdalene, and then, you know, a couple of Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea, a couple of very brave Pharisees who helped take the Lord's body down from the cross. But she exhibits that in spades, and also her great love, her charity, her love for the Lord, her love for her family. I think those are very evident in this story.
Has the Shroud of Turin been a devotion for you for quite some time now?
It has. You know, in 1978, the Shroud of Turin Research Project, that's a group of 40 scientists who went to Turin, Italy, where the Shroud is kept in St. John the Baptist Cathedral. They went and studied the Shroud, and when they came back to the United States, the leaders of that expedition were from the Air Force Academy, and I live about an hour away from the Air Force Academy here in Colorado. And so I've been able to go to a number of presentations that they have put on about the Shroud. I was fortunate enough to be at one of the very first presentations of their scientific work that they did, and there's a Shroud of Turin Center in Colorado Springs that I visited. And since that time, I was just blown away with what this relic is and what it shows. And yes, it's been an item of devotion for me. And actually, John, on Holy Saturday, April 3rd, there will be live streaming of the Shroud made possible from the keepers of the Shroud that day on social media. And it's not always displayed. You know, it's only brought out for public veneration infrequently, but it's a chance for us to view the Shroud from afar.
I want to say the last time it was brought out for public veneration was when the Pope visited, but it's been a while for sure. Claudia McAdam, what a book, The Wordless Weaver, friends. You can go to OSV, go to orderosv.com, orderosv.com, and you can find the book there. Otherwise, you can go to Divine Treasures. If they don't have it, they will order it for you. Claudia McAdam, great having you on this morning, Claudia. Very interesting. Thanks for all you do.
John, thank you for your work, too. God bless you.
All right.